I skipped backward in time, watched the old man, and sure enough, I found a time when he whispered to those two huge crows of his, and they promptly flapped off to gossip with the crazy sister. I couldn't get Smoke anywhere near her, of course, and any time I pushed even a little, I got that tickling she-is-the-darkness sensation. I got a ghost of the same thing when I swarmed off to see what the Daughter of Night was doing, though Smoke showed no reluctance to move a little closer. The child was writing furiously, her little face contorted in pain. She was working on a different volume. This one she had only just begun. Oh, shit. She finished the first one already? Croker needed to know that. We might be in deeper shit than I'd thought. Where was the book? I didn't see it anywhere. I'd better find out. I took a dive into the past. I found the Daughter of Night crying. I found Narayan Singh stunned by that. He hadn't seen that before and didn't know how to comfort her, though he'd had children of his own in another time, another world, before the Black Company came to Taglios. I pushed back farther to discover the cause of this bizarre circumstance. I could think of 100 unlikely candidates I expected to see cry before that grim midget broke down. It started when she and Singh returned to their apartment after having escaped it, only a step ahead of Lady's Raiders. Though forewarned, the child had been too busy riding to pay close attention and had waited almost too long. Their exit had been so hasty, they'd had to leave the book behind. So I thought some lad from Lady's gang realized it was important and decided to take it back to the boss. I would have suspected Swan or Blade had they been inside Overlook. I was surprised again when I did identify the culprit. Howler. The little snake managed to slither into those quarters while supposedly driving our men back, while Narayan and the girl were suffering the effects of a mild disorientation spell not 50 feet away. He made the book vanish. The screaming wizard must have feared that he could be seen from afar because he pulled a bunch of stunts and used a handful of spells over the next several hours to make sure the book got lost to everybody but himself. He left a blank book behind. It was a twin of the one he took. Curious, how did Howler know about the book? I checked my memories against whatever Smoke could find fast. Yep, neither the kid nor Singh mentioned it to anybody. Long Shadow's people did tell him that they'd asked for writing stuff, but the Shadow Master hadn't passed that on to Howler. I knew about the book. I'd told Croker about it. Howler had visited Soulcatcher. The old man communicated with Catcher. Could it be? If I got a chance to dream my way around there again, I might try to find out. Shit. I could see only what was happening right now. I ripped out of there, went back to my flesh. I was starving and thirsty when I came out. About time, One Eye told me. I guzzled water. Where's Croker? Out making sure everybody knows they need to keep their shelters buttoned up tight tonight. Trying to get those shadow-repellent candles out where we're thin on bamboo poles. Oh, I ate for a few minutes. My manners weren't upper class. Then I asked, you got any idea what's going on between the captain and Soulcatcher? I didn't know anything was. I groaned, drank some more water. You blind? He shrugged. What did I miss? Those two have been swapping information all along. That don't sound that smart to me. You figure the old man ain't smart enough to deal with her.